These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is reported to have won a new £9 million a year contract at Old Trafford. Sources close to the club say talks are set to begin any day on a new deal for the Norwegian, with his current three-year contract set to click into its final year later this month. United's senior management team, led by Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward, have been engaged in securing new technical posts for former midfielders Darren Fletcher and John Murta since the start of 2021. Solskjaer was involved in formulating playing side details of the new structure, and now it's his turn to have his contract extended, with him likely to be rewarded with a healthy upgrade on his current £7 million a year salary. Moving on to today's game against West Ham, and their midfielder Thomas Suchek says United's status won't change his side's mindset. The Hammers have built confidence and momentum over the course of the current campaign, climbing to fifth place and are on the coattails of the Red Devils. Victory in the northwest would bring Suchek's side to within 3 points of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's men, and the Czech midfielder says his team possess the belief to give themselves a shot of making that happen. Finally, to the United team news, and the club are suddenly short in attack, with Anthony Martial now expected to join Edinson Cavani on the sidelines, while there is also a major doubt over Marcus Rashford. Elsewhere, Nemanja Matic, Luke Shaw and Victor Lindelof are expected to return to the starting 11. That drew with AC Milan on Thursday. With Donny van der Beek, Juan Mata and Paul Pogba are all expected to miss out again for the hosts, while David De Gea is back in contention, but he's self-isolating, and it's unclear whether he'll be ready to face the Hammers. That's all for now. We'll have more later.